The Austin Independent School District held meetings every day this week to talk with parents about plans to close and consolidate 12 schools. And there was a lot of frustration.
It's a bait and switch because in 2017, they told us, vote for this, and I voted. Vote for this bond, we're going to make your schools better. But all of a sudden, you're closing the schools down now.
KUT's Claire McInerney has been covering this. Hello, Claire.
Hi, Nathan.
Who did we just hear from there?
That's Ruth Tovar. She's a parent of kids at Brook Elementary, and she spoke at a regional meeting Tuesday. And what she was talking about is, hey, the people from the district come to us every couple years for bonds, and we vote for them, and we've supported your big plans before. But for example, she's saying Brooke hasn't seen some changes from the 2013 bond. 2017 bond was saying, we're going to improve your schools, but now they're closing. And so she's just saying, like, why should we trust you on this plan?
There have been 8 meetings since we spoke last Friday. What are some of the things that you've been hearing at these meetings that are similar to last week?
Well, people are still saying, slow down this process. Why does this have to be voted on in November? It just feels so fast for us to digest it and understand it. Another is, why our school? And there were some updates to that question. The district has said they're going to release, they're calling it like version 1.1. And it's just the same document we saw September 5th, but they're going to add more like, here's how we came to the conclusion to close every school. Because everyone's been saying, you know, either our building's not the oldest, or our scores are really good, or we have a really successful program. And the district answer has been, well, yeah, it wasn't just one of those things. So they're going to supposedly next week send out a new version that explains how we got there. But then another thing we heard for the first time this week in response to the question, why our school, was from Dr. Paul Cruz, the superintendent. A lot of people said, why so many schools on the east side? Aren't you just disproportionately hurting kids who go to schools where there's lots of kids in poverty? And he said, yes, but that's on purpose. Because for the schools that close, they're going to consolidate them and build a brand new building for this consolidated school. And he said, we want more kids in poverty to go to these brand new schools and have the new technology and have the better opportunities than anyone else in the district.
There are obviously some major questions about what's going on with middle schools in East Austin. Yeah. What did you hear about that this week, Claire?
Yes. So one of the big ones came up at a regional meeting at Northeast High School, which was formerly called Reagan. The plan says that the high school would expand to include grades 6 through 8. And a lot of people came to that meeting and said, so is this our only option if we live in this area? Because the plan also says they're going to close the all-girls middle school, Bertha Sadler Means. And a lot of parents said, I don't want my middle schooler in a high school setting. The district clarified and said, this 6 through 8 program is optional. Parents can opt into it if they want their kid to have the programming at the high school, but it won't be a zoned middle school situation, which still leaves some people with concerns because they're building a new middle school in Mueller, but it's not done yet. The district's saying that it will be done by the time Sadler Means closes, but we know construction timelines can change. And then many people at Sadler Means this morning told our colleague Sangeeta Menon, who went, that they're worried about that school closing and leaving girls kind of in a lurch because the all-boys version, Gus Garcia, is staying open. And so the plan says girls could go down to Ann Richards, but people are saying that's really far from here. And then we don't really have another option right now. And they were also concerned about the 6 through 8 situation.
AISD's school changes proposal has been out for a month now. And I'm wondering, over that time, have you seen a change in the attitudes of parents and people in the community who are paying attention to this?
No, not really. Everyone is still, you know, very upset, very questioning, very distrustful, very emotional. And part of that is because the district doesn't have a really strong plan for what the transition will look like. So, for example, they say we're going to close Maplewood and send kids to Campbell, but families don't have an answer as to, well, what will that look like? Are all these kids going to be housed in Maplewood? Are we going to bring in a bunch of portable classrooms? No one really knows. And so because of that lack of clarity, people are still super frustrated.
Austin ISD's primary justification for all of these changes has been declining enrollment. some numbers came out last night that showed there's actually been an increase, a slight increase in enrollment. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so the district did see an increase in around 600 kids, and they were anticipating for another loss of over 1,000 kids. And that just plays into another question that many parents have of, so we're making this decision to close schools because a demographic projection says we're going to lose kids in the next 10 years. And so if we got more kids this year when we were expecting a loss, can we really trust this report? And here's AISD spokesperson Renee Tejas talking about that.
And we are pleased with the enrollment, but I think it's important to remember that we have and we're seeing a trend. We have lost 6,000 students over the past 5 years. And while we're pleased with the initial numbers we've seen in this one particular year, I don't know that it bucks a trend. However, I will say that the numbers show we have our strongest growth in our high schools and especially our middle schools. And part of school changes certainly does include more and better programming, but those discussions also include possible consolidations, primarily at the elementary school level. In the overall attendance that we've gained, approximately 600 to 700 students at this point in time, you will find that the elementary school level is the only level that actually appears it's going to be losing students.
So, Claire, these meetings are going to continue next week. What else should people be paying attention to?
So there's no meetings on Monday, and that's because there is a school board work session. So this isn't a board meeting where they vote for anything, but they just kind of discuss issues. And I am sure when that agenda comes out later this afternoon, we will see that they're going to be talking about school changes. And a few board members have said publicly at these meetings this week, yeah, I have lots of questions and we're going to ask them. So I'll be at that meeting Monday. And that might be another way to get clarification on how this process is going to progress, because the board is the one who ultimately has to vote.
KUT's Claire McInerney joining us with the latest on Austin ISD's conversations with parents and community members about plans to close and consolidate 12 campuses. Claire, thank you so much for this.
Oh yeah, thank you, Nathan.